geopolitical analyst Jeff Brown is joining us now from Normandy. Mr. Brown, first of all, give us your perspective on how events are transpiring in France right now.
I think we need to kind of look at the forest instead of the trees. What we're seeing happening in France is the inevitable result of capitalism, you know, reaching its culminating point. I remember reading George Orwell's book, Burmese Days, and in that book, he was in Burma. He was a cop in Burma, and he talked about how the fascism and the totalitarianism of colonialism overseas will ultimately come back to the homeland and to the home country, be it Britain or France. And that's what we're seeing. This is just a complete it's so predictable, the violence and the brutality that we are experiencing here in the West, the United States. They can now gun down people indiscriminately, the cops can. And France is always about 10 or 20 years behind the United States. And the cops now here are not only just beating people, they're now starting to shoot people indiscriminately. And it will just get worse and worse.
That's exactly where I was going next, Mr. Brown. We've seen a lot of protests, rallies, and clashes taking place in France, the bulk, of course, being in the capital, Paris, mostly over the economic crisis. Of course, the contentious pension reform. How far do you think this public discontent is going to stretch?
Well, I don't, you know, your esteemed journalist, Ramin Mazahiri, your Paris correspondent, wrote in his book about the yellow vest that he talked to high-level, you know, gendarmes, the police, and they said that it would take, I think it was 1 million would have to just stay in the streets and not leave for day after day after day, and that's not happening. So, to be quite honest, it's great, visuals for the world to see. You know, these protests and all the violence and everything, but it's not going to change anything, unfortunately. And Macron, the president of France, has already told the police, you know, be as brutal as you need to be to make sure that these protests don't spread. So when you're losing fingers and hands and arms and eyes and having your brain damaged from rubber bullets, it's a big incentive not to go out, you know, day after day and protest.
All right, thanks a lot, geopolitical analyst Jeff Brown, joining us from Normandy.